This is the Elephant Media, where truth speaks loudly.
Welcome to the podcast, The Risk No One Is Insuring.
Insurance is supposed to be boring, premium, policy, paperwork. But today, let me ask you a different question. What if the most important story about insurance is not what it covers, but who it has quietly excluded?
Before we talk about the future, how does the present look like? We are also talking about the foreigners' businesses in petroleum, in education, among others. There is no doubt that all those businesses are prone to risks, but at the same time, they feel that this is not a go area for us. They cannot join the conventional setup, but also they don't have somewhere to go. Even some individuals. If you ask me, for instance, do you have a health insurance cover? I will say I don't. Why? Because the existing one is not in line with faith that I profess, the conventional insurance system.
For years, Uganda's insurance industry has been growing. New companies, bigger balance sheets, more regulations. Regulators celebrate milestones, but beneath that success lies an uncomfortable truth. Millions of people never join the system at all. Not because they don't understand risk, not because they don't fear loss, but because the system never spoke to their beliefs, ethics, or conscience.
Most people suffer because they are not being insured, and as in when someone gets a problem, insurance people coming in, it takes a long process or they don't come completely.
The coming of the Takaful and Ritakaful, it is indeed a celebration in order to help the community to address those demands. So Takaful, which is Islamic insurance, it is a response to a global demand for the community that has reservations about the capitalist system.
You are still listening to the Elephant Media Podcast.
Walk through Gulu Main Market. You will meet traders who have never insured their stock, school owners who refuse health cover, business people who absorb loss alone, not because they do not fear fire, theft, or sickness, but because conventional insurers ask them to accept something else. Interest, speculation, profit from uncertainty. To them, insurance felt like protection at a moral cost.
Insurance. Nze manyi nti n'obantu abalina ku ssente be bagula akawunti ne bateekayo ssente zaabwe bw'aba afunye obuzibu inikeso oba yaguddewo ya bulamu bw'alwala ebeesobola omujjanjabako oba mmotoka ye webeefunye obuzibu nga gye yataddeyo ne bamuliyirira kyekyo kye mmanyiko kyokka naye nze mmanyi nti abagagga be babisobola ebyo naye omwavu simanyi oba nkisobola oba nedda.
The disadvantage of insurance is the only thing that you always get like something they may just call like a conversation after something that has happened. Like assuming you're just been insured in an accident, you can keep on paying for an insurance, but all in all, but you don't get an accident. So you find that you keep on paying for something that is not happening. Okay, so one way the other it becomes a disadvantage. So you may find that I can pay an insurance for a monthly. But they spent the whole year without having anything that has occurred on me. So you find the one way or the other is a disadvantage on my side. Like advantage of it, like it helps in case something can happen on you when you really you have nothing where to begin from. So then it becomes a step up where you can begin from. Like it helps you. Like when you're assuming you have an insurance for accident, you can get an accident when you don't have anything in your pockets. But as soon as you have been insured, the insurance is there to cover for you the cost that you've already spent in the hospital.
For years, this exclusion was invisible. It did not appear in reports. It did not show up in balance sheets. But unprotected communities do not disappear. They simply carry risk quietly until disaster forces society to carry it.
Ugandans have been excluded from the insurance products due to religious or ethical concerns because the conventional insurance schemes were not addressing their needs.
Insurance bobanga ofunya akabenje ogena mu process yayo ne kusasula insurance esobola kusa kuwe bintu binjo iza kubanga nyumba yo eyide nga wagenda mu insurance insurance nunji nyo esobola kuyamba era nyumba yo ne kujukutisa ne kusasula nyumba ne bibiche no insurance zino zetusasula na yobwe mbanga afunya akabenje insurance enkola chi ensasula Wembanga ngobere da mateka gayo ngabeka kolachi ngabeka lagira. Suwale nsitaina mutawana okuja kama jiliaza manya bebe bajiletele chisibu. Nenga suwale nsi ya mateka gayo. Edizo muntu singobe rango fude yo. Wazasude suwale nsi atengo ngobere da mateka gayo. Obera kiria.
Enter Takafo Islamic Insurance. Built on one simple idea. We protect each other. No gambling on risk. No interest. No profiting from someone else's misfortune. Participants contribute into a shared pool. Losses are covered together. Surpluses are shared, not extracted. And here is the key difference. You are not a customer. You are a participant. So when people asked, I paid for 20 years and never claimed. Who benefited? Under Takafo, the answer changes. You did. Your community did. The pool did.
Takafo is a contract of mutual assistance in which participants contribute donations to a common pool. Like we are saying, this is not premiums like we do in conventional insurance. This is donations or tabaru. So this is a contract of tabaru, donations.
We've noticed that the conventional insurance has had a bit of challenges. You may agree with me that when we go for this awareness, the question has been, where do I benefit? I've been insuring with you for so many years. How do I benefit? But now the answer has come. Takafo is there. You'll be able now to be sharing some of these profits that are accumulated. So it's an opportunity to us and really see that it's going to work and probably increase on the penetration of insurance in Uganda.
When we come here, we shall ask ourselves, is there any of the participants who has had some issues, that issues or those issues which have been insured against? Then we shall make the claims. We shall make the retros, plus something that we'd like to maybe have into our reserve. Now, after making all these subtractions, whatever remains as surplus, we shall call these people here so that they can also share out of what has remained.
Indeed, this is not a mean achievement on our side, and we are very proud that we are where we are today. The regulations formally provide for the establishment and the operation of Takafo Insurance, which is conducted under the Sharia compliant mutual assistance principles and Takafo reinsurance principles.
For those that are in conventional insurance, please, this is an opportunity open for you.
Uganda's new regulation do not just allow Takafo, they control it. Licensing requirements, capital adequacy rules, segregation of funds, mandatory Sharia governance committees. Why does this matter? Because insurance runs on trust. Mistrust kept entire communities out for decades. Regulation is not a barrier. It is reassurance.
Sharia does not accept interest-based dealing. Riba is not acceptable. And when we look into the conventional system, in one way or another, there is an involvement of interest. Sharia does not approve gharar, that is uncertainty. And in one way or another, when we try to interrogate the conventional system, there is uncertainty. Sharia does not approve haram investments. So, as you could see that, it is appearing even in regulation number 22 of two of these regulations that we have come to launch. So meaning that if we are to go takaful, those prohibitions must be avoided.
Those that are doing conventional insurance but would like to venture into takaful insurance, you can establish what we call a window so that in your business you establish that unit for takaful and of course ensure that it's compliant with everything that's required under Sharia law.
It is about trust. That is mutual trust. It is about truthfulness. So it is because of those ethical values and it is because of those prohibitions that we declare this kind of an arrangement to be a Sharia compliant arrangement.
Globally, takaful is no longer small. In 2024, the market stood at over $36 billion. By 2033, it is projected to grow at nearly 9% every year. Africa, still early, still cautious, still underestimated. Sudan built a full system decades ago. Kenya, Nigeria, Senegal, South Africa are experimenting. Uganda is entering late, but with something powerful, regulatory clarity.
The Sharia operator or takaful operator or window must disclose in its marketing materials in every communication that it makes that it has been licensed by IRA to carry out takaful business, just like the conventional insurers do. And of course, it must also disclose its investment policy to the participants. Now, this is deliberate to ensure that whatever these participants who are adhering to Sharia law are coming to invest in must be Sharia compliant. So it's a requirement that the investment policy must be disclosed to the participants.
By laying down the requirements for licensing, governance, Sharia compliance, capital adequacy, and Sharia governance structures, which indeed include the Sharia Sharia committees for each takaful operator, the regulations ensure that takaful business is conducted professionally, transparently, and in a manner that safeguards the interests of the participants.
Takaful is often described as insurance for Muslims. That description is incomplete. It is insurance for people uncomfortable with speculative finance, businesses seeking ethical risk sharing, and communities who believe protection should not exploit fear.
There is no any problem for a member of another faith to choose takaful. That is if he feels or she feels that is what gives him or her comfort. So it has very little to do with being a Muslim product. It is a product that can be consumed by any person irrespective of religious affiliation.
Just like food, no society thrives when there is only one dish on the menu. Choice does not weaken markets, it strengthens them.
When you go to a hotel, you want to see chicken, you have whatever. So this is what we are providing. There are those who may not go for conventional insurance because of their beliefs. So this offers an opportunity for us to take on those people.
At its core, insurance is a promise. A promise that when disaster strikes, you will not face it alone. For many Ugandans, that promise was never acceptable until now.
Thank you for listening. This has been The Risk No One Is Insuring by Ukelo Jesus Ujara.
This has been The Elephant Media, the podcast where truth speaks loudly.